Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, happy holidays. Happy tis the season. Just a couple of days till Christmas. Woo! How exciting is this? Yes.
Love it. Best time of year.
All right, this is weird. This is going to be a series of two very weird shows for me, probably weirder than they've ever been. Let me explain to you what's going on. These are our two holiday shows that we wrap around the Mike O'Mara Show holiday party, which is held just off Wisconsin Avenue in Washington, D.C. The only strange thing for me, and I've been thinking about it all day. We're taping this earlier in the month, and we're having our holiday party, and you guys have invited a ton of people to come in,
right,
and join in the revelry. And because of scheduling and everything else, but primarily the fact that I'm taking my son to the holiday teddy bear toss this evening.
Yes.
I, even from a distance, from all the way down here in sunny Southwest Florida, cannot necessarily participate in the revelry. I'm not sure how long that's going to last for me. I'm not sure how long it's going to last where I say, excuse me, I'm going out to the kitchen because I cannot do these interviews and sustain this show without, because I've been dreading it.
As a vote of solidarity, Mike, as a vote of solidarity. We've not begun to drink yet.
Yes.
So we're all at an
even playing field. No, this is true. We all said that we were going to come in and kind of keep it together at the beginning.
I've been here since 11. Pony came in at... Hello?
You're there. Go ahead.
What are you doing?
I grazed a button.
The grazed a button?
He is woefully unprepared.
Stop it. Stop it.
No.
I don't want to start this way.
It's true.
No, it's not true.
I'm trying to yell at me, but every day there's a board thing that's been messed up. Every single day.
Every day.
Just like... Every day. Why should the holiday party show be any goddamn different?
It's the most wonderful time.
Is your board ready?
Yes.
To do the show.
It is. I mean, do you want to know exactly what happened? I can tell you exactly what happened.
Well, that's boring for our listeners, but I mean, if you want to, if you feel better by explaining it, that's fine.
No, I feel better by dropping it, actually.
It's not a big deal.
No, it's not.
It's not a big deal.
And it won't affect the recording.
I came in at 11. A pony came in.
Say it again, Oscar.
Noon.
You were early one day this year.
You came in.
Hey, Oscar came in at 11. Oscar was here at 11. Ooh.
Jolly Rob came in at 1:45.
I got here at 1:15, as I said I would. And I was here.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you just keep saying
it. I didn't mute your mic.
No, and I didn't mute your mic either. It went into solo mode. The recording is not affected by that.
All right. It's going to be better than it started.
We're already fighting.
Yes.
Well, that's what you do at holiday parties.
Mike.
Hold on a second. There's someone on the line. Let's take that call, shall we?
Yes, please. You have to say hello.
Hello.
Merry Christmas, groovy listeners. This is Smokey Robinson. Have a super happy Christmas and a most successful coming year.
I wonder if any other celebrities will call today.
He spins himself out of it.
This
I love
is
it.
The best.
We're going to get into the. Hold on a second. Hello.
Hola, soy Gloria Estefan de Miami Sound Machine, deseándoles a todos un feliz y próspero año nuevo.
Hi, Gloria.
I don't have no idea what she said. I don't know what she said.
Weird. As the show as hello, hold on.
They're all coming in.
Hello.
Hi, this is Gloria Estefan from Miami Sound
Machine. Better.
Just called.
Everybody a happy holiday.
You just
season.
Called in Spanish.
Well, she did right. Spanish and English. Yes. Bless her heart, she cares.
Spanglish.
Yeah. As we get into the body of the show, we're going to explain exactly what's going to be happening today. But it is as freeform a show as we will ever do.
Yes.
And we are taping our two holiday shows today around the Mike O'Mara Show party. One of the things I wanted to do at the end of the year was to kind of sum up 2016. We're going to have a lot of different stuff that's end of the year, surveys and lists and what happens. They jam you up with this from the end of November all the way through December.
Because journalists give up. They give up.
I put it aside, but I figure for these two shows, We're going to probably need some of this stuff just to have some structure at all. And I look forward to bringing in total novices that are not broadcasters and having them react to these. Because this may, you know, I read every one of these lists at the end of the year, and I read them thinking, what would Jimmy say? And realized he'd have nothing really to say that's important.
I can't wait for this moment on the show when you say, do you realize how much it costs to hire 12 drummers drumming? What do you think of that, goat?
We did that already. We're going to come back. We're going to actually get the list of people who are going to be here, because I have no idea. You guys have done this. This is your thing. And really, there was about...
you used to do this when you lived here before you left us.
Yeah,
this
we had the big party.
Yeah,
and,
the origins of this party is your party.
Yeah, because you actually... We had such a bad WJFK party at the end. You took it over and brought the entire WJFK staff into your home.
Yeah, and that worked out well for me. I was happy about that. But the fact is that I remember Oscar sleeping on the couch.
I slept over.
Yeah, you destroyed his toilet.
Over. Yeah,
you destroyed a toilet.
So sorry.
Were those two separate parties? One where he slept over and one where he destroyed the toilet?
Two separate.
You know what? He might have slept over. He might have slept over more than once.
Yeah, I think
because
so.
Because I think you had to get up from a slumber to destroy the toilet.
And I played soccer. Yeah. I remember.
And the
other
great thing
I seized up on the field.
One of my favorite things ever is we did a bonus show once.
So embarrassing.
We did a bonus show once that was entirely made of Oscar trying to record a fourth show.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't. But he wanted so badly to do it.
6 years ago now.
Yeah, and that it would start the same way every time. It started with the Charlie Brown Christmas music. Christmas time is here. And he'd say, All right,
let's do this.
I want to talk about Christmas.
Yes, speaking of, Zoolander will be here.
So
Katie Cole will be here. Girl
You are listening
here.
To this show. If you're listening in real time, you're listening to this show on December 22nd.
It's December 22nd today?
Is it December 22nd? Yes, it is.
It is!
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone.
3 days left for Christmas shopping. 3 days left.
3 days.
3 days left for Christmas shopping.
Only got 3 days more.
3 days more. Bring the guy in. He's been at the office Christmas
party. Only three shopping days till Christmas.
Shut up.
But don't despair. There is still time. Now listen to this.
You know what's great is... Anytime a Christmas greeting involves the phrase despair.
You'd be so hammered.
Don't despair.
Oh,
there's only
God.
3 days. Oh.
You did it to us. Well, anyway, so lots of revelry, lots of fun, lots of frivolity. And I will tell you that you're listening to this on December 22nd. If you listen to every show the days that they are uploaded, which usually midday, the days that we do them, I will tell you that the December 23rd show, and I say this to you at the front of our December 22nd show, the end of the December 23rd show, I'm taking no responsibility for.
Where do you drop the reins? Like about the time news would start?
I will let you know on the show on December 23rd. I'm not going to say necessarily walk off.
Yeah, like Jack
Barr. I'm just going to say... It's out of control. It's officially gone.
Yeah.
That could happen on the... No, I really don't think it's going to happen
no,
on this show.
No, this is... We're already 20 minutes into this show, right?
I think we're going to be okay. Yeah. But the 23rd show, I'm not sure what's going
to... wait.
Let's take a phone call, shall we? Hold on just a second. Hello?
Hi, Mike.
Josh Murphy couldn't make it, I guess.
Josh Murphy.
So he wanted his phone in.
Bone. But you know what? It's strange because if I can get serious for a second here, I was thinking about 2016 and how many people have written on Facebook.
Bought the farm.
Screw you, 2016. How many people have gone? How many people we've lost? And just what a weird but yet depressing celebrities, people I love personally, and just, you know, friends of the show who lost people dear to them. I've never seen anything. I've never even come close to having a year like this. And as I was sitting there thinking about it, I said, you know what? I love occasionally to just write a little something just to get it off of my chest. And I thought that I would take this opportunity to write a little something. And I call this my ode to 2016.
Oh,
if you will indulge me,
of course.
If you would like to indulge me, this is just my thoughts on how I think we should all think about 2016.
Okay.
So,
do you need music?
I'm all set with music.
Okay.
As we do this, we will go to break, and then we will come back, and we'll explain to you. They're going to explain to me, Robin, Oscar. We'll explain to me exactly who's coming by today.
Exactly.
So it should be fascinating. But ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I give you my ode to 2016. Oh, boy, did you try to do it to us. Every time you thought we were letting our hearts breathe, you reached up and slapped us with your icy hand. There were never enough tears for you. You wanted more. I could have told you, but it doesn't really matter. You kept bringing the bad, we kept dealing with it. We could have handled your game thousands more times. You see, it's really what we do. At the end of the day, you leave us with a giant, dreary asterisk. And we get to wake up tomorrow, full of joy, full of hope for what we dream will be. Well, sure, we miss them all. Some more than others. Some will leave us with a longing that 100 lifetimes won't satisfy. But we are all in possession of the most valuable treasure that our kind can have. And that is the joy of memory. Nothing can ever take away that treasure. And that is why those we love, whether strangers or the closest ones we hold dear, are always among us. Singing, laughing, crying, still loving. And the party goes on and on and on. And an unusual year on a calendar will not and cannot change anything ever. So, to all our friends, our family, our icons, and our brothers and sisters in this family we call man, so long, 2016. You will not be missed. And we're still here. And 2017, it's going to be the best year ever. Happy New Year from all of us at the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Too much!
Well, 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 if it isn't Mrs. Claus. Where's your husband? Out doing another commercial for my brother?
Oh, come now. You know Santa isn't on your brother's payroll.
Well, then he's grossly unfair, that's what. Traipsing around in that stupid sleigh of his, stirring up cold winter breezes and causing everybody to think fondly of snowball fights and sleigh rides and ice hockey.
I assure you, it's not intentional.
Well, why doesn't he wear a bathing suit and drive a sand buggy?
But we live at the North Pole.
And he could sing the praises of heat and rain.
I'll see what I can do. In the meantime, will you do us a favor?
I don't see why I should. Nobody ever does anything for me. But what is it?
Could you let it snow just for one day in the South?
What? Snow in the South?
Just for one day.
Never!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Have a Christmas, have a Christmas time, have a Christmas, the weirdest show I've ever done. Have a Christmas party at our studio in D.C. I really wish I was there.
I know.
I really wish I was up there today. I wanted to
Do you
to
feel
be
like
there.
This is like a prison visit?
This is the best way I can describe it. This is a Christmas party that I'm not invited to.
But you are.
You were.
Well, I'm here, but I mean, and I'm going to be able to watch it. This is like watching a Christmas party movie. That's what this is going to be for me. This is going to be watching a Christmas party movie. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Very special Christmas Gathering for 2016.
The Gathering.
We don't even
Magic
have a name
the Gathering.
For it.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
The magical gathering of fun and frivolity and all that stuff. Ho, ho, ho. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. Don't bother reaching us. We're taping this show because it's a special holiday edition of the Mike O'Mara
So no
show.
One should call?
No. Well, I guess this person didn't heed my advice. Hello?
Hi, this is Ann Murray wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas.
Timely.
And a Happy New Year.
She's Thanks from so Canada. Yeah, oh. I mean, that was a long distance call.
When did those stop recording? Like 1983?
I think our most current might be Luther Vandross. He maybe that's, he'll call later.
Their vinyl's
that's
back.
Can't you? Can you? Do they do that anymore?
They
is there anywhere where you
they
can
don't.
Acquire them?
I will search YouTube. But this is back in the days when they would use it to promote records.
Yeah, you would get a record with the record,
and they don't make a lot of them anymore.
Let me get another. You get like Burn 'Em All? Is that it?
Oh, there's plenty.
At the beginning
me.
Of the show. Hello.
Hi, this is Greg Allman wishing you a very, very Merry Christmas and season's greetings from me and Greg Allman.
See you live?
Thank you.
Don't know. I think
Did
this
make
time.
You 2016? I'm curious.
This time of year, everyone's alive.
Yes,
yeah, you said it. In the open. They're all with us.
They are all with us. I wonder
They're
how many other corpses will fall.
I got a hot text during the call because we have two shows are stacking up today, right?
Sure.
And the hot text is from our friend Mac, our family member, our TMOS boy toy.
Yes, little boy orange.
Before you even say it, who can't just get out of his own way? Who
that is so well said.
Who can't possibly involve himself in anything where he doesn't spotlight his neediness?
Yeah, you know what? His biggest impedance is himself.
I mean, it's like
Do you know what he announced today in the studio? Before we started, he said, you know, I'm the only one of the interns that ever went to one of the Christmas parties at Mike's house. And I said, oh, Mac, is it time to talk about you?
He's right, though,
he
isn't
is
he?
True.
He is, but you know what? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter, but it's funny. It's funny. So what did his text say to you?
I'm just curious. Not 10 minutes ago while we were doing the show, it says, where should we set up? Because we've tasked Diego and Mac to help Jimmy load in all his accoutrement. And
is
food,
Jimmy
right?
doing the usual?
Oh, yeah. He's doing the usual. Yeah.
Well, let me give him his plug for all your holiday needs. And, you know, what a great place to celebrate, especially if we get weather. Oh, my God. Is there a better bar in the world if there's a snowstorm?
Well, what you got to know is this, is that it's accessible by foot easily, and it faces a road that is on an incline.
Hold on. What does that mean that it's accessible by foot? Is there any restaurant that's ever
here.
Been?
I'm selling here.
You can walk. Inside.
Hold on.
Oh, look who
I'm
woke
stopping
up.
You. I'm stopping you because accessible by foot.
Yeah, it is in the part of the city of Herndon. Let's see if we can spin out of this.
Yeah, you are such a BSer. I swear to God, accessible. They're
Mike,
all
it is
accessible by
no,
foot.
No, but not all
I'm
bars.
I'm going to save you.
Not all bars are so close to a residential neighborhood.
It's a walker's paradise.
It is a walker's paradise. Thank you, Oscar. You know what? Let's have a little more of that in 2017.
Accessible by foot. Not like those pesky D.C. restaurants where you have to just be wheeled in.
Yeah, drive-ins. But that
I'm
aside.
Sorry. You know, there's somebody, some nasty bartender sitting at the bar going, excuse me, no, you can't walk in here. You've got to be careful.
You got to go. There's a pogo stick rental place 2 blocks up.
Get on
Tell
your Segway and roll in here.
Man, what do we do? Why did we even come into D.C. today when we could have gone to Herndon where all the restaurants are accessible by foot?
But what I wanted to emphasize is that the road in front of Jimmy's that has a great window placement.
That's where cars go. Accessible by automobile.
Yes, that's right, Mike. You know, you turn the key and you press the acceleratrix and you go. The road
a
is
a driver's paradise.
It is a driver's paradise.
Accessible by foot.
The road is at an incline. And so during a snowy day.
You're right about that.
That's
absolutely.
What you got to watch for. It's very exciting.
Man, we had one of our very first, if not the first, public gathering
Super Bowl
for
party.
The podcast
yes.
at
epic.
The
epic party.
At Jimmy's End.
And I hate using that word, but it was epic.
It was epic.
That was the snowstorm one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was. It was the first Super Bowl, and I had to drive one of our former friends on this show. Had to pick him up in Reston. What a pleasure. I remember that.
You know, Jimmy has Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, Virginia, and he's they're well on their way, actually
the new
really
wing?
Building the,
wing. Oh,
the new
man.
Wing. And you know what? I might someday even see it. Mm-hmm. It's really a...
Hey, Jimmy might someday see it.
It really looks... We'll get an update.
Yeah, it's coming a long way.
Yeah.
So Jimmy has provided all the food and drink for our holiday gathering. And what I don't know, and I never talked about it on the regular show, I never got a chance to quiz you guys off air, I have no idea who is on the guest list
guest
today.
List?
So you guys have to share it with me.
I would rather, if you don't mind, because we have we've done a little work for our guests that show up, right?
Mm-hmm.
That,
oh, really?
Come.
Okay,
yes,
see?
Yes.
I don't
we'd
know
like
any
to play,
of this.
We like to play them in when they come into the studio.
That's sort of a presentation.
With their own special
with their
music?
Own music?
Yes, exactly. That's how we're going to handle it. That way it's a little show busy, a little like coming up to bat at a baseball
yes,
game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A Major League like baseball game.
Major League, Mike.
Sure.
Or a Major League broadcasting outfit.
Outfit.
Yeah, you know what? We are pros. If nothing else, we are professionals.
What's
look it up at the
one
the
of the book. Greatest things about doing this professional show? Did you realize this studio totally accessible by foot?
You can walk up a set of stairs
or the elevator.
Or the elevator. You and I wait for the elevator.
Yes.
I mean, there's no question about that. I don't think I've ever done the four flights.
Actually, it's six because the way it's built. You think you're there, but you're never there.
You know, the last time I did real stairs was because my house, as you know, in Manassas, was a vertical home.
It yes.
was, you know, if you came in from the back, you would go one, two, three flights to get
right
to the
bad
bedroom.
Place.
Mm-hmm. And
what?
Bad place.
To the back.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
I'm just going to keep swaying.
Went to the bad place.
It's a bad place paradise. You went to the bad place last night?
Yeah, I went to the bad place
last
night.
Oh, were you celebrating MGM's casino opening here?
Oh, yeah. Prince George's County now has its own bad place.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the National Harbor.
Tell me all about it.
Oh, Mike, thank God you don't live here anymore because it'd be really tough on business.
Yeah.
Because they are so overwhelmed with...
I'm sorry about
they
that.
They are so overwhelmed with
traffic
on the road, but just general interest in the casino that they keep on meeting fire marshal capacity
numbers. There's problems.
That they're on the radio now saying don't come until after the new year. They're telling people not to come to their casino because they won't be able to get in because they're so sold
Typical
out.
Typical Washington, D.C. area problem. They have built this thing, and upon opening, it's inadequate already.
Yeah,
they don't have the infrastructure to support it. They don't have enough parking in the garage. The roads that feed the casino, they don't have the adequate passage for people. Only people can get there is by foot.
even if they can get there, they're sold out. You can't get in.
You
they're
can't
at
get
capacity.
In.
They're
can't.
At
is
capacity.
That the new one like in Fort Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
that the one that's down on the Potomac?
Yeah. Yep.
National Harbor. Yeah.
The National Harbor.
Yeah.
By the
you should also know this. There was one big arrest at the opening of the MGM
National Harbor
Casino
Resort. I didn't even know that. What
happened? The gentleman who's in charge of giving out the liquor licenses for Prince George's County
yes,
was pulled over for DUI.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right, well, we have to take a break. Let's take a break.
I mean, the guy left the casino, ran into three cars,
right,
and then
right.
got pulled over for DUI.
What has the world come to, ladies and gentlemen? Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
Come back with more fun and more thrills.
Here on The Rob and Joe Show, we try to live up to all the famous duos of entertainment history.
Like Hall & Oates.
Sonny and Cher.
Sanford and Son.
Ben and Jerry.
Don and Mike.
And of course, our favorite, Serta and Mermelstein. Just rolls off the tongue. Rob and Joe Show, new episodes every week. RobandJoeShow.com, iTunes, and on the TMOS app.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is our holiday party show. Who's having a good time?
I am.
Do we have anybody that's visiting yet?
Oh, the next room is stacked.
Well, I mean, you
people.
Guys, I gotta be honest with you. I came in today knowing that you're in D.C. I'm down here in South Florida.
Yep.
You have invited people. You told me you weren't going to give me the guest list, so I can't deal with that.
We were going
to
work.
So I got nothing. I don't know who's coming in. You're going
to
so have
just
to
give
it,
to give you
me.
Perspective, we are planning on bringing people in the next show, because right now this is the first of two
first
shows.
First of two, yeah.
We're not bringing anybody in at all.
You had asked us to keep the first show nice and clean and keep it to the core.
Well, I still thought it'd be cool to say hi to somebody.
Mike, we'd love to bring people in. Yes. We were just going off your decree.
Well, nobody's loaded yet, are they? Are they? We don't know that for sure.
That door has been shut, and we have no idea.
Let's do this. Enough of this secret who's coming in. How many bodies do we have on the guest list today?
I think it's going to be 20. Here's who we have. We have Pony Swinging.
Hold on. Let me get the dinger buzzer out.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
We have Pony Swinging Neighbors.
The Hansons.
That's two. We have Mrs. Bloom. We have
Glenda.
Glenda Bloom. We have good guy.
Love her.
Charlie Kirshner, who helped build the studio.
Woo!
Great guy. We hear.
Who?
Charlie Kirshner.
Who's he?
You've met him before.
Don't be mean, Mike.
I'm not being mean. I'm trying to be honest.
When you see him, you'll recognize him.
Yes, he's been to several of our events, and he was instrumental in building the studio.
He taught me how to use a few tools.
Did I make the Don Kirshner joke when we met him the first
time?
No. I don't think so.
No, you can do it
related
again.
To Don Kirshner? Don Kirshner's rock concert?
Hello, and welcome to this Christmas party.
Steve Kushner?
No, I don't think you did that.
Steve Kingston?
Holden
radio
Kushner.
Programming icon?
Don't think you mentioned him either.
All right, very good. So Charlie, we have a Charlie?
Charlie.
Very good. He'd get in the boxes underneath this. Nobody likes a Charlie in the box.
Mike.
Just trying to do it, boys.
Every Christmas party needs a Charlie.
Just trying to move forward.
All right. We also have Jerky will be here today.
Jerky.
Oh.
All right. Very good.
Todd Moore and his lady friend Marissa will be here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a real party.
Yes.
When the lady friends are coming, this is a real party.
Mr. and Mrs. Goat will be here.
Okay.
I was there when I saw Mike walk outside.
There seems to be tension in the studio.
Thanks for bringing that up, too. Thanks, pal.
Chris Yoko is going to try to be here. We have Chris Yoko will be
his
making
baby,
a scene.
His baby's sick, so he's trying to come out.
He's trying to figure that out. Yeah. Of course, we have our full flight of interns. We have Adrian. We have Rob Ford.
Those don't count. Those are not guests to a party. Interns don't count.
To be fair,
If you're going to give me a list of party attendees, if I was having a party, a legitimate party, and I said, I'm going to hire a party planner, get me some movers and shakers to come to my party. I wouldn't say, the interns are going to. They're here any day anyway, so
they
don't
But to be fair,
count.
You asked for a total body count. To be fair. You did
no,
ask for a
I
body
asked
count.
For a total
How about
body
people
count
that are important?
Guests.
All right, and you know, when you talk about movers and shakers, Mac doesn't move much, but he does shake.
No. Right.
By the way, I'm not looking for numbers because I know you got a small amount of space there in D.C.
A girl, Katie Cole, will be here. She actually took a train
now
from New York City.
Now, that's a former intern, and they're no longer interns, so that counts as a guest, and she is one of my favorite people in the world.
And very another, nice. I know you will like this one, who
a
is coming.
Tough to listen to on air, but to be honest with you.
Listen
you
to know, or hear.
Well, she's got that, you know, that when she gets loaded, she's got that kind of register. But you know what? The good thing for me with my challenged hearing, it's easy to hear in a crowded restaurant.
Yes, of course. Do you remember?
She can find you.
She found us when we did that karaoke night at that place in Clarendon. And at one point, I think each of us turned to her and said, we can't talk to you because this isn't working.
Yeah.
We could not hear her.
Because it was just beating.
Yeah. All right. Another one of your favorite guys is going to be here, Mike. Eric Stulginski, but you know him as Zoolander.
Is that the correct? Do you realize I have never been schooled on the actual real pronunciation of his last name?
We can ask him this time.
Pronunciation is very imperative.
No, don't do the lisp joke.
Already.
That's not
He's
funny.
He's not even in here
That's
yet.
That's not funny,
you
Rob.
Jerk. You're right, Mike. It's not
That's
funny.
Not funny at all.
That means he keeps doing it.
I'm sorry.
That's not funny either, Austin.
Hey, you know who
is
else?
Is it Stulginski?
I think it is Stulginski.
I don't know, and I've never really thought too much about it because I call him Zoolander.
Yeah, it would have to be either Stulginski or Stulginski.
Well, you can clear that up when he gets here.
That will be definitely addressed to me.
Hello, Mr. Stulginski. I'd like to welcome you to Gulag 47. Your dorm room is over there in the coldest section of work.
You know, Zoo was the only one who actually followed up with a question. This is a slightly different party because we're not doing Secret Santa.
Jerk. Stop it.
Can't help himself.
All the way down from Vermont. Marcus Serta!
Yes!
Woo! Woo!
Bring Marcus.
I love the
cricket.
Bring Marcus. Where do we? Oh,
He may or may not be here.
We don't know for sure because the door's been closed. But
we're in a hermetic studio.
Pony, go out and tell us who's here.
Yeah, he's going to come back.
If Serta's there, he can come in.
Mike, we might have, and I can't promise this, a special appearance by a member of the Tony Perkins Show stopping by today.
Jockers, yeah, bring him in here if you don't mind.
But not Gary Stein. Mr. Tony Perkins will try to come by today. And, of course, our caterer,
Jimmy Cerrito
and Eric Kornstrom will be here.
There he is.
And that is our guest list.
From Cool 105.1.
There he is.
Oh, hey.
In Vermont, Marcus Serta.
That's right. Marcus. From under the tunnel.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Marcus, you are number one on the guest list today, and I think you deserve to be the host of Omericast,
yes.
A guy who has contributed more than anybody to the Mike O'Mara Show in a satellite capacity from Vermont. Welcome to Washington, D.C., Marcus Serta.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to be in this crazy mixed-up town, but as a Bernie supporter, it's so depressing.
Oh, that's right. You were a big Bernie guy.
Gotta let it go, man. Gotta let it go.
I'm trying.
How long, how long do you think the sting will last for you personally, Mark? Well, I mean, you had the sting of the primaries, too. So, I mean, if you were a Bernie guy, you've been tapped twice
for
a long time.
It hurt him so bad, Mike, he's gone totally gray. I think the last time we saw him, his hair was considerable darker.
You noticed that, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. I sure did.
Yeah, it's gonna last me 4 years from January 20th. But, the day that we're recording this, I don't want to get political, but my wife actually... I'm sorry.
That's all right.
My wife is doing something new for this show.
Your wife is doing something new.
Yeah, she's going to get into politics herself. She is meeting today.
Celine.
She is. She's meeting today with some very top-notch political figures in Vermont and getting into the game. So
now is this going to be school board, city council,
pies to public office?
I was going to say the cake party.
I believe that she declared in the room she wants to take over Bernie's seat.
Whoa!
Wow!
This is breaking, Mike.
This is huge.
This was your dream.
Wait a minute, Bernie's seat in the Senate?
Yes, she wants to make it to that point. She wants to take over his legacy.
Wow!
Who will make the torts?
That's going to fall on me, apparently.
How active is she? Is she a real active person in party politics? Or
she's very active, not necessarily in the political scene, but in the nonprofit scene in Vermont.
And oh, so she can fundraise. She's
lots of connections.
Solid.
Her mom's a development director in Vermont.
Nice
business connections. And hey,
you sound tremendously excited about this.
I'm pumped. I really am. I've been trying to get her to go.
The first man.
I would like that. I actually did
100% chance
that.
He's not her first man.
Oscar's absolutely right that I actually have, I've actually fantasized about, getting more involved in something like that. But you can hear that sound. Do you hear that clack, clack, clack?
What is that?
Hold on a second. Quiet, skeletons. I'm sorry. That was my closet.
Ow. Is that your closet?
That was my closet. I'm so sorry. I don't know if you heard that rattle, 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 rattle.
Well, yeah, maybe you could be part of her administration.
No, you know what? I actually really have thought about how fun it might be because I'm so into it and I go to rallies and I do stuff. And I'm thinking about every time I go to any kind of...
We know,
it started way back. You know how long ago it started?
What?
I went to an election night thing during the Carter administration, and even back then...
76 Marcus, or 80?
80, can probably
I,
80.
Can I just interject quickly that Rofo is lit up like a Christmas tree again? Because you said rally.
Yeah, he's excited.
Rally. No, not that kind of rally, pal.
Campfire.
Yeah.
No, not that kind.
He just passed me a note. He asked if I had any matches. I don't know what that means.
You go back to 1980, and I remember this because they were the same kind of people at the Biden thing this past election year. They're these... people that, they're just the behind the scenes operative are also me, look at me, look how important I am. Am I right about that, Marcus, at like political rallies? You've been to a bunch of them.
Yeah.
You know the people that, have the clipboard, have the earpiece, and it's like, look how important I am. I couldn't stomach being around that much wannabe. And there's a lot of wannabe in politics. Yep. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. I mean, the last rally that we attended, they spent probably as much time trying to organize the people in the background for all the camera angles.
We saw you in one of them, right?
Yeah, I was right behind Bernie's shoulder.
Oh, yeah,
it
you
was
were.
Great. But yeah, they spent as much time doing that because, they're trying to set up for every little shot and for every little, because you never know at what point somebody's going to say something and that clip is going to be the clip that they run over 24 times a minute, you know, or a day. Right. It's going
to
be right. crazy.
I hope she runs because I want to go to Vistaprint and get a button that says, "Have you ever been to the Senate?" Don't be a dick. No, I would wear that, and I think that would be a great slogan.
By the way, for anybody that ever wants to go, if you happen to be slightly infirmed, and you really could make it under your own power, but you brought your purple cane just because you thought you might walk longer than you had to, and you really didn't need it, but you brought it anyway, they'll bring you in right away.
You get the handicap access,
yeah. Which they did with me. I felt a little guilty. You know, because they brought me in with all the, you know, hey, pops, can you hear the dinner bell?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Bring me right up to the front.
Hold on to that when you take Michael to Disney World.
Yes. A lot of that when I was there. Mm-hmm. A lot of that.
Everybody on a scooter.
Like healthy people walk just riding around. I'm like, you don't look infirm.
No, there's skinny people on a huge rascal scooter trying to navigate tiny, tiny aisles in the gift shops. And I'm like, you are ruining my theme park day.
That's what I did with my mother-in-law the last time I was down there. But today on my trip down.
Is she a battle axe?
She is a battle axe. Let's not even go there. That's a bonus show.
Why don't we go there?
You know, everything he says sounds like Mr. Announcer. That's what I love about.
She is a battle axe.
It's unbelievable.
On Cool 105.1.
She doesn't like her son-in-law. Why? After this.
She's a battle axe. She wants Bernie's Senate seat.
Weather on the 8th.
Well, yes, she's sure. on the phone right now.
Is your so what about your radio station in Vermont? What are you doing up there? What is it?
So I work part-time with Hall Communications. They have WOKO, which is the number one country station.
Yeah, that's Monty there. Hall, right?
Yeah,
is that Monty station. Hall Communications?
Yes, Monty Hall Communications.
Oh, they all have to dress in chicken suits.
And then they've also got Cool 105, which right now is mostly classic hits, 80s music stuff.
Yeah, Cool 105.
I know Rob's into.
Actually, we have another DJ. Bring him in here. I've got him down here in South Florida, one of the main DJs of Cool 105. Bring him in here right now.
That's actually on his skimmer tape.
Yeah.
He sends that out.
Can you give us the list of stations that are in the cluster at where you work?
WOKO Country.
WOKO. That's one.
Big right, Hits okay. Cool 105.
Big Hits Cool 105. Right.
The Wizard WIZN.
What is the Wizard?
That's a whites only station.
Classic rock.
Oh, no.
Classic rock. Okay.
It's Grand Wizard 105.
It is Vermont, after all.
That's it. And I got in trouble before. Okay. Please, all right.
Yeah. 99.9 The Buzz. It's an alternative rock station.
I thought they quit.
Okay.
And then we just celebrated 70 years with WJLY, which is a
joy.
Jelly. And they play everything from Sinatra to Whitney Houston.
Oh, they are full service station.
Just to clarify for those of you at home and not watching on video, Serta is not putting this on. This is how he talks.
Yep.
This is how he sounds.
This is how he talks in regular conversation. Yeah. This is how
and he hosts
on the mic.
A show on the More Network called AmeriCast, which is really a lot of chance to talk about people around the show, fans of the show, and he talks about the show and highlights of the show, and he would be fascinated by a show like this.
Yes.
He would be by the discussion we had about, what's politically correct, what's politically incorrect. And you missed it, Marcus. I got a little deep into the weeds with the politically incorrect humor. And Oscar, wigged out and gave me another Leah Remedy, that's not funny moment. And and then I got sidetracked because that actually sidetracks me more than anything else. You say that's not funny.
He won't be able to address that on this week's episode of AmeriCast because I have a hunch. This week will feature a lot of Marcus on this show.
Right. I'm thinking right now, if my wife gets into office, she becomes president of the United States, Mike O'Mara for chairman of the FCC.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Let me ask you this.
You can be tapped for that.
I mean, you blew me out of the water when you were saying she wants to get involved in politics, because I said right away, I said, school board, city council.
Yeah.
Is she legitimately contemplating a leap straight to the top of the mountain in politics, which would be a
no,
Senate
for the stars.
Right now, she's meeting with some leadership, and then she is going to work with Madeline Cunin, who is a former governor
name
of the state of Vermont.
She's still as boxed as she used to be?
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's got a great ass.
Great teddy bears.
Okay, why don't you calm down? Stop. Jesus.
She's going to work with her for a number of weeks and get some more contacts, get some more information, and then we'll see where we go from there. Maybe the
I've got a campaign slogan. I've got
go
a campaign slogan.
What's that?
Be certain with CERTA. There you go. Isn't that great? All right, Marcus, go out and enjoy the party, okay? I got,
congrats.
I got news you may not
Thank
need.
You.
Holiday,
congrats.
Holiday news you may not need coming up on the Mike O'Meara
he's
show.
He's so proud, Mike. You should see him in studio. I wish you were here. Like, totally so proud.
I'm basically looking at a gray bald spot, Oscar. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, and remember, when you're listening to WJOY, fourth caller gets a Senate seat.
We'll be right back, everybody. Hola, Oscar.
¿Cómo estás, Miguel?
Muy bien. Hey, enough of this Spanish. Let me tell everybody that even though the summer's over, you can still hear the Mike O'Meara Show Monday through Friday right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. That's for whether you speak Spanish or English. Am I right, Oscar?
Sí.
Join us every weeknight on 97.1 The Wave.
Tu estación para la playa.
That means your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle
every Christmas it's the same deal. Finding the right gift for a guy, it seems impossible. It's hard to find something that is thoughtful, but also useful and practical. So, let Harry's come to your holiday rescue. I love shaving with my Harry's. It is the closest, easiest, most comfortable shave ever. And the shave gel, oh my God, the best. The best I've ever tried, bar none. Harry's makes an amazing gift because it comes beautifully packaged, so it feels special. And it is practical because you shave every day. And if you haven't heard of them before, let me fill you in. Harry's was started by Jeff and Andy, two friends who were fed up with being overcharged for razors, so they started their own company. And this holiday, Harry's has ready-to-give shave sets, all at different price points, starting at just $15. They all come with a razor handle of your choice, shaving cream, replacement blades, and a travel cover. And their Winston set includes an engravable chrome handle if you want to add a personalized touch. Plus, as a special offer, we have partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you enter the code TMOS at checkout. So go to harrys.com right now and get a holiday shave set. And don't forget to enter that code TMOS at checkout for $5 off. That's harrys.com, code TMOS. harrys.com, TMOS. Your face will thank you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Who would have thunk that we would actually get a scoop like that from Marcus Serta?
And why would he bring it to us?
Because he was lying.
It's the wrong audience, right?
Hold on, Rob, if he is, I have no. Do you think he's full of it?
No, I think actually he's
probably
telling
really happening.
The truth.
He looks. This is the happiest I've ever seen him, Mike.
Yeah,
he's
ever,
totally up.
And
I was under the back of his head. He
ever
like,
seen him happy? Usually he's miserable and hates the world. Right now he's happy.
Love my wife.
Just to give you a little background, you're in the middle of the Mike O'Meara Show, and happening in the other room is our holiday party. We're recording two shows during the holiday party. You're going to hear one today, one tomorrow, and that's tomorrow's show. I'd stick around for that. It's going to be a better show all
I think so. It'll always is.
With everything that's gone on, but, let me play the guy, all right?
News!
All right, very good. Most people who are buying something during the holidays said they're spending less than $25.
Really?
33% will spend less than $10, and 11% spend $5 or less. Here are the 10 worst Christmas presents people said they have gotten from a coworker.
Oh, this will be
now,
good.
I will tell you that the end of this list will please Rob Spiewak greatly, in my opinion.
Okay. Because,
right?
You know, I've given you some pretty zeros. I've given you some pretty good zeros through the years. Not through any lack of effort. Some of them were accidental. the bad gifts. So I'm curious to see how these stack up against what I've given you.
Oh, that's why I've been meaning to tell both of you. I got an idea what we can do for a friend of ours.
Oh, good.
Oh, great.
A friend of ours that we're always very aware of during Christmas.
Marcus Serta.
Idea. Yes, yes, Marcus Serta.
Campaign 10. More campaign signs.
Post-it notes.
Oh, they stole them from the closet at the office.
It says it right here. It says they're probably stolen from the office.
Yeah. Who gets post-it notes?
A whip.
What? Hey. Hey, you know what? If Celine plays her cards right, she could be the Democratic whip. Am I right, ladies?
Number 8 is a pen holder that looked like a dead body. I guess this is very specific.
I can only think of one place where you could really put the pen.
Yeah, I know. The ass.
That's right, Mike. His ass.
Number 7 is a bottle of dish soap. Number 6, toilet paper that looked like money. I hate that. Have you seen that novelty
toilet paper? Oh, I hate any sort of
year. Special gifts.
I don't like any novelty toilet paper.
Right.
Its destination is sort of predetermined, and I don't need anything
fancy. Still for sale.
Number 5 is a stuffed duck. Not a stuffed animal, a real stuffed duck.
Oh, like we have a taxidermy duck. Yeah.
Can I get Jacques on my side?
The Jacques?
Yeah, he's right here.
There's the stuffed duck that we have.
By the way, there is about a 40% chance today that Oscar will get hammered and steal this.
Well,
it's happened stolen before.
It's been stolen before. Number 4 is 2 left-handed gloves. We're assuming that one was a gag gift. Number 3 is a fake lottery ticket.
A fake lottery ticket?
Yeah, it's the kind that makes you think you've won a bunch of money.
Oh, God.
That's a great gag.
That would be enough. If I gave that to you, that would be enough to end this podcast.
Number 2 is a coconut bra, like the kind you wear with grass skirts.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's nice.
And the number 1 worst Christmas present people say they've gotten from a coworker, a jar of gravy.
I made this.
Yummy. Love in my
homemade.
Moving down the list, ladies and gentlemen, the 10 stories that got the most people around the world talking on Facebook in 2016. Number 10 was the death of Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, that was a big one.
I can see that.
Big one. Huge.
Then, of course, the death of David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Bowl with Peyton Manning. Number 7 was Brexit. That was a massive story on Facebook. Number 6, the Summer Olympics. They were talked about a lot. Lots of side stories to the Olympics as well.
Yeah, I'm wondering if there's one particular story that is under the Olympic heading that might even get its own number on this list.
You mean the Lochte thing?
Yeah, did that? No, that's
not
included. Okay.
Here's one weird. I didn't think of this one. Number 5, the Philippines presidential election.
Really?
I didn't know anything.
Yeah,
about
I don't know anything about that.
Hey, Oscar, I swear to God, this is on the news story. Yeah. Number 4, Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
There you go.
Then it turned to Blue Lives Matter. I didn't think of Latino Lives Matter. I was upset about that.
Number 3 is Pokemon Go. That was a huge
story. Which, by the way, is totally gone now 2 months later. It's just not a thing at all.
Yeah, but that weaves its way through a lot of these end-of-year lists. Number 2, Brazil's president getting impeached. That's number 2. That shows
that's
you how many
a big
people
deal.
Live down there. Is it really?
That's a big deal because they were impeached. Well, she was impeached before the Olympics.
A girl can't be a president.
Yeah, she was impeached before the Olympics, and there was a big to-do because the Olympics generally was meant as a vehicle to
promote
Brazil's economy to the first nation world, the first nation place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, they ran out of money because of the oil prices.
Yeah.
So they had an impeachment.
So they alleged that there was impropriety, and they impeached her.
You know says when that speaks to that as well as the Filipino story, we tend to think, I think Facebook is an American entity. It's an international entity.
It is
worldwide.
International.
Yeah, worldwide.
But number 1 is our presidential election.
Number one most discussed.
Not surprised.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Most movies have at least a few mistakes in them. Some have a lot. And in 2016, it was Deadpool that had the most.
Really?
Yes, the Movie Mistakes website counted, because that's what they do, and they found 23. Now, I know we've got big Deadpool fans on the show. I love the... You guys were, like, hammering me to go see it. I finally saw it
glad
on
you
pay-per-view.
Did.
When Ryan Reynolds and Morena Baccarin are having sex on Halloween, her tattoo is on her right breast. Every other time, it's on the left breast.
Oh.
I love people that watch this kind of stuff because if you there are continuity,
like pervy though to catch that one.
They used to call it continuity in movies. Yeah, there's somebody that's on set that does that.
I wonder if the film had actually be flipped for that because I can't imagine that they would make that mistake. That's glaring.
Well, I don't know what the shot process was, but she also became pregnant during that shoot, so it all depends.
Yeah, not my fault.
When Morena is trying to remove Ryan's Deadpool mask at the end, it goes from having no opening in the back to having one.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
Probably easier to shoot.
These mistakes are user-submitted, so not all of them may hold up. Some of them are things nobody cares about, like how a woman falls 200 feet without breaking every bone in her body. It's a superhero movie. If we're going to adhere to the laws of nature, we'll be here all day. Whatever the case, Deadpool's 23 mistakes make it the runaway winner. Zootopia and Captain America Civil War are tied for second with 13 mistakes, followed by Now You See Me 2 with 12 and Jason Bourne with 10. That's the way that goes.
So. That seems awfully high. Those are all very big budget movies. And the thing that shocks me are the animated ones. They should be on top of that.
Snapchat has come a long way from when it was just a way for people to send nude photos. Now it is a way to send nude photos and videos where you're puking rainbows.
Hey!
Apple just released a list of their 10 most downloaded apps of the year, and Snapchat came in number one. Here are the top 10. Snapchat, Facebook Messenger, Pokemon Go, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Google Maps, Pandora, Netflix, and Spotify.
That's
the top 10. No chance you remember the most popular app from 2015. It was a game called Anyone?
God.
White Noise.
Most popular app from 2015.
Bubble Pop.
Oh, Angry Birds?
Trivia Crack.
Oh, yeah. Ew. I played that with Jabril. He wasn't very good.
Don't go in there.
Trivia Crack didn't make the top 10 this year. The top paid app of the year. This is, the rich get richer. Ellen DeGeneres' game Heads Up.
Oh, Heads Up is everywhere, man. And they rake you over the coals.
That's the top paid app of the year. That means you have to pay for it.
So, and you pay for it, and then you have to level up with the Heads Up. If you've played all the games, you want another package of them. I play this with my niece and nephew all the time when I'm down there. Cool. So.
We are entering company holiday party season. We're having ours today.
Right
all
now.
All the landmines and bad decisions that come with it, or great decisions, depending on your perspective. According to a new survey, 39% of people say they've made out with a coworker at the company holiday party.
Matt Dodson.
Show of hands, anyone?
Matt Dodson and me, yeah.
You'd have to have company parties. We came in an era that people stopped spending money into radio.
Yeah, you guys came into the radio thing. We had debauchery. We had rented hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Fountains. We had
stolen things.
Hallucinogenic narcotics. It was stunning.
I never made out seriously with anyone at a holiday party, but one of the HF festivals, I had a pretty deep kiss with Miss Bobby just to make Carrie laugh.
Yeah, I don't think I ever did at a holiday party.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I always seem to hold it together at a holiday party. I remember you and I out in a hallway one time. Just absolutely fracturingly baked.
Yep.
And I mean, but really laughing our asses off over, I mean, had to look, two big fat guys in suits had to look like idiots.
Yeah, but I think that really the WJFK parties, when they were the legendary ones, and I can think of a couple at the Grand Hyatt downtown, they were more about the overall drinking than trying to hook up with somebody. It was really about drinking.
This is going to surprise you. 89% of companies say they're having some kind of holiday party, which is up from 85% last year. So perhaps with the economy doing a little better.
Yeah, well, we did last year, and we're doing
well. Well, if CBS is any indication, they're doing it in their conference room, and they're doing it while Chad's on the air.
Wow. Unbelievable.
That's one of the magical things about Afternoon Drive. You get disincluded a lot.
65% of them will serve alcohol. Only 30% are open to people bringing their spouse.
Yeah, you can't bring a spouse either for CBS. Chad, he was breaking down what the holiday party was all about at CBS this year. Mm-hmm. He said, they're doing it in the conference room downstairs, and they're doing it while all the afternoon talent in their entire cluster is on there, and you can't bring your family.
When you said that originally, I was like, it's going to be part of the show. No, it's happening while he's on the air.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
It says 2 to 6 on the invitation.
Jesus.
Two to six.
It's going to look like the Honeymooners.
If there was any time period that just said, please don't even bother, 2 to 6 would be that.
And that's for the Latin station, the urban station. That's for every station on the classic rocks, anything.
They are hoping no one comes.
Remember the ice cream social?
Oh, God.
Sunny your days. And now a little something something. An Ocala police officer arrested a man for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after a woman alleged he threatened her with a gun over a parking spot. The woman, who is 9 months pregnant, told the officer that she pulled into the Moe's parking lot in Ocala, Florida, on Monday to meet someone about selling her dog. The man, later identified as Dante Lerma, drove into the parking lot and said her vehicle occupied two parking spaces.
Well, that's not acceptable.
She said she responded verbally. Not sure what she said. He got out of his vehicle and asked her what she said, and he appeared to be carrying a black handgun in his right hand. Mm. She said he approached her, and she got back in her vehicle and called 911. The woman who was there to purchase the dog told the officer a similar story. Not good for Dante. Lerma told the officer the weapon was a BB gun and that he was showing it to his cousin.
I'll buy that.
His Florida cousin. He claimed that he did not remember if he had the gun in his possession or not when he encountered the woman. I don't remember.
I can't remember.
But he was in trouble. It brings us to a holiday Florida slogan of the
This
day,
is your right? first holiday slogan for your state, Mike.
Right. Here we go. Florida, plenty of free parking, but one to a customer or you will be shot to death. We will take a break and come back with the Audio Vault. Happy holidays on the Mike O'Mara Show. Ring, ting, tingling too.
Welcome back to WDGH. This is Gowan, and I'm joined in studio with none other than the pony boy himself, Matt Bloom. Welcome, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we only have time for a couple questions. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So you're the senior producer of the Mike O'Mara Show, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And is that a job as fun as I'd imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. You've been up in your presence quite a bit as of late, and the fans seem to really dig it.
Mm-hmm.
Given your impeccable timing and impressive vernacular, do you think your role will continue to grow?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Well, we gotta wrap it up, but one more question. What's up with all those tentacles in anime?
Mm-hmm.
And there you have it, folks. Pony boy Matt Bloom. You can hear everything he has to say, and, well, hopefully more, on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting, tingling too.
Question. Don't you hate being a loser? Yeah, we're all losers. Newsweek says that the average American spends, get this, 55 minutes a day looking for things they own but can't find. You are wasting nearly an hour a day, you loser. Luckily, Tracker makes losing things a thing of the past. And listen up, because I'm about to tell you how you can get one free and never be a loser again. You see, Tracker is a coin-sized device that can find anything in seconds. You just pair Tracker to your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. I have it on my dog's collar. I love it. And what if you lose your phone? You hit the button on Tracker, aha, and your phone rings even if it's on silent. How brilliant is that? Tracker is finding over 1 million misplaced items each day. Order yours and you'll never lose anything again. And it makes a great gift for all the losers in your life. Plus, our listeners get a free Tracker Bravo with any order. Free! Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Just go to thetracker.com right now and enter promo code TMOS for your free Tracker Bravo with any order. Again, that's thetracker.com. Promo code TMOS. All right, before we get into the Audio Vault, there is one Christmas song that you never hear in its entirety because there is an intro that was on the album that did not make it to the 45, and therefore radio stations never play it. If you're in my general age range, you love Bob and Doug McKenzie, right? Sure, you remember SCTV, Strange Brew. Well, I love this. This is their version of the 12 Days of Christmas. Check it out, give it a listen, and when we come back, we'll do the Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, Good Day is our Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so Good Day, this is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, it's a great white north, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Duck.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right. And what's the 24th? Christmas Eve, right?
So
that's two. And then what's after that?
Boxing wrestling day.
No.
Get boxing out. Day. Yeah, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days.
Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, jeez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toasts,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there, right?
Where?
Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toasts,
two turtlenecks
and a beer
in a tree.
See,
you need more.
The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth, 2 golden.
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4.
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, 6 packs of 2 4.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon.
3 French toasts.
2 turtlenecks.
And a beer
in a tree.
Like you forget.
Okay. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser.
Oh, 8 days of Christmas. True love gave to me
8 comic books.
7 packs of smoke. 6 packs of 2 4. 5. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
5 golden toques, 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Where did you learn to do that?
Albums.
Bonus.
So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day. Left out?
What?
Donuts. I told you to get me donuts. Either on the 9th day or the 10th day or the 11th
day.
The
song's over.
But I want
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Or on the 12th day, you could have gotten me a dozen donuts.
Go on to the stores.
You could have gone down
get some
to,
presents.
Like a good donut shop where if you buy a dozen, you get another one free. And that has been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Next Christmas, get me a chainsaw. Boy. That song is a beauty. It moved me.
Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.
What?
The hardest lyric to understand in that song, a six-pack of Tuborg. Tuborg being a Canadian beer. Got it? Good. Tell you what, we got to step away. When we come back, we'll do the audio vault. Merry Christmas from the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show's quietest intern, Vincent. While there's a momentary silence from the guys, I'll take the opportunity to speak up and tell you about the Mike O'Mara Show app. If you're a fan of the show, but are away from the computer, you can still access the show. Just download the free Mike O'Mara Show app and enjoy the content of the show from anywhere. The app allows you to automatically download new shows straight to your device and includes access to all more broadcasting shows, including Tech 411, Cake and Cookies, and The Robin Joe Show. I don't know how those people talk so much. See what you're missing and download the Mike O'Mara Show app today. Now that's my speaking quota for the week. Go now and download in peace.
without further ado, open up the audio vault for today. This is December 22nd?
It is the 22nd.
22nd.
What day is that?
Thursday.
Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
December 22, 2016. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
This is one tape I love playing every year. I've been diving into my Bob Hope Christmas specials, but nothing touches this. You know that the Christmas special, every year, he would bring out the AP All-America football team.
Yes.
The 22 greatest players in college football and make a lame joke about each player. This is when William the Refrigerator Perry was in college.
Yes.
And he brings
one of the great ones of all time.
He brings them out, and they have a little trouble getting through it. And it's the maybe
classic
the,
tape.
The funniest Bob Hope tape ever, because it's not really Bob Hope being funny.
Someone has written on Refrigerator Perry's script, and the ink ran.
Something.
Because he seems to be having a difficult time, because I think he probably, under normal circumstances,
would
read
it.
Just fine.
No, no chance.
All right, let's go.
Concussions.
And I'm sure if he was around today.
Concussions.
If he was around today, he'd have a fine time at our holiday party. And then after the holiday party, I'm not sure what diversion he might enjoy, but if he was so inclined, he might go across the river. Go ahead.
Let's go to the audio.
Down by the river.
William Perry, near the God, Clemson University.
Bill Perry. Did the bus come in you? Bill Perry, all 320 pounds of him. Bill, how'd you get to be 320 pounds?
When I got to be 324 pounds.
Take your time, that's all right. Bill Perry, all 320 pounds of him. Bill tells me he was even bigger when he was little. Now that he's big, he's even bigger.
When I got...
Wait a minute, Bill. You know what we'll do? We'll use the person anyway, because it's so damn funny, you know? Bill, how did you get to be 320 pounds?
Well, when I got to 320...
Let's take it, take it. Take it from where you come in, Bill, huh? Go ahead, rock the stadium again. Come in, Earthquake. Come in, Bill.
William Perry, near God, Clemson University.
Yes, sir. Bill Perry, all 320 pounds of him. Bill tells me he was even big when he was little, and now that he's big, he's even bigger. Bill, how did you get to be 320 pounds?
Well, when I got on the diet, I was 324 pounds. Well, when I got to be 324 pounds, I went on a diet.
Well, I'm sure you feel better with all that weight off.
I want to tell you, it's wild.
Still
it's
holds up.
Stuff. It's so
by
great.
By the way, yeah. That wouldn't have made it to the air, right?
That
would have been what the studio audience got to see.
And you can tell because normally they have the, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
And most of these videos on Facebook now are garbage for the holidays, but they play this now. Like, someone's picked up the yes. actual reel, mm-hmm. and I'll see it on my feed that it doesn't come from the show, but I see the video even better, right?
It's great. It is so great. Yeah. We talked earlier this week that Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford had an affair.
Oh, yeah,
on the set of...
Do you think that got a little too much play?
Of course.
Yeah.
The Star Wars?
I mean, it kind of... Yeah, I mean, outside of people dying, that was one of the big stories like for a month.
Well, everyone, you know what? This is the publicity machine. This is Big Star, Mike, because of the
big
Rogue,
star,
Rogue
absolutely.
One coming out. Yeah.
Rogue One.
By the way, since it is the 22nd, I saw it. It's great.
I'm not going to lie. It looks great. It does.
I saw it. And here's one of the rare things. I actually saw it when it came out.
Opening night?
Opening night, I was there. I actually bought tickets early. And, oh, my God. I mean, I'm not, as you know, that big a Star Wars guy. But this was great.
What was your favorite part?
Leaving for the casino afterwards.
Oh, you went to the casino theater?
In the MGM.
So...
because they released that, of course, Entertainment Tonight had to ask Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker, was he aware they were boning?
Yeah.
And this is what he had to say.
I was so self-involved at that point. They could have been doing it in front of me, and I wouldn't have noticed.
This guy.
I was single and had my own agenda. Well, on-set romances are always, they're commonplace. But it's kind of tricky because if the relationship doesn't last and you're on a TV series and you got four more seasons to go, I mean, it can be really awkward. It happened to me. It happened. I was with a girl that was on playing my sister on a soap opera in the hospital. So, but I was blissfully unaware, which was good for me because I think it might have been a distraction if I'd known what was going on.
He was out getting all that Skywalker trim.
He also sounds hammered.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's also a good, honest answer. I like that answer that he
self-involved.
Didn't know. He was into his own thing. Also telling me he probably didn't think of Carrie Fisher in that way, right?
Because or maybe he already had her.
Oh,
Ron just made a Carrie Fisher was a slut joke.
Just like her slut mother, Debbie Reynolds.
Just like you.
Just like you. Let's real quick run this down. These are the top downloaded Christmas songs for this Christmas season. And I think one of them at least will surprise you. At number 5. Can you believe that Brenda Lee is still in the top 5 of downloaded
Christmas? So cashing those checks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so profane, though.
Oh, it's a horrible song, Mike.
Well, I mean, she says the F word.
I know. Listen, you'll see.
It's disgusting to me.
She's a slut, just like Debbie Reynolds.
Thank God you played the edited version.
Thank God. Justin Bieber at number 4, his song Mistletoe. It's the moment. Thank you. Number 3, Christmas Eve in Sarajevo by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Judge went to see them.
Really?
Yeah, they were down here like a month ago, you know, before the whole real intense Christmas. We get them like right before they're going to go out and do the big cities. So they
the tour.
Came down here, so.
What did he do for the not 3 minutes of this song? Because this would be the only reason to go see them.
Yeah, I guess he said it was a good
I heard it's
thing.
Underwhelming for some reason.
Oh, you know what? No, he didn't go see them. He saw Mannheim Steamroller.
Oh, boo.
They both do. Don't they both do Christmas tours?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. At number 2, I don't know that this really counts as a holiday record.
Snowman. Come from on, Frozen.
Yes.
Yeah.
I prefer the fresh if I can get it. I never see you anymore. And Mike, I think you can probably guess what the number 1 downloaded Christmas song is. And I think it is. It has held this for about 10 years.
I bet you're wrong. I can't guess. Oh, all right.
Yeah, 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 you're right. Yeah.
So that's the number 1 Mariah Carey with the number 1 downloaded song. That's according to Billboard.
Have you seen her new reality show? Mariah's World.
Oh, I've seen the press
it's
for it.
On now, and it's a train wreck. You can it's on demand
train wreck
as well.
Like tune in.
Oh
see
no,
it?
It's if you had a drink and you want to laugh, you want to enjoy like a different world.
Okay. What I'd tune in to do if I could hate her more, yeah. I would tune into.
That's
it.
Why will, you would. That's I, why you would watch.
Will I be satisfied if I want to tune in to hate her more?
You're gonna tune in and you're gonna watch a relationship disintegrate with her billionaire boyfriend,
and she's dating a dancer now.
And now and the new dancer actual relationship starts to bloom.
But I'll watch that. Yeah. I'll watch
to
that.
Be clear, right. Mike, it's not Dancer the Reindeer. It is a dancer from her tour.
That's right. If she had a relationship with that one, then somebody would like come into the bedroom and go, "All right, you two, knock it off right now. Mariah's not allowed to play in any more reindeer games."
That's close. Speaking of games.
You know what Mariah said to her billionaire boyfriend?
What's
what?
That?
She said, "I'm cute. I'm cute. I'm cute."
Nice ball.
Thank you.
Speaking of reindeer games, I've always wondered why the people that are so addicted to video games are so addicted to video games. For some reason, it never really captured me, and they made a discovery. Seth Meyers has this to say.
According to a new study, playing video games releases the same level of dopamine in the brain as an orgasm. The only difference is I know how to give my wife a video game.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Hey, happy holidays, everybody. We want to thank you for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. To send a letter or birthday request for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on the help of our listeners. Thanks for your continued dedicated support. And please share your love for the Mike O'Mara Show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for a great part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.